Slaves No More is an organization that started last year in December, because we received from the Episcopal Conference the proposal of doing something for financed repatriation of women victims of human trafficking that would like to return home, to go back home without waiting in the detention center, in the center of identification and expulsion, or whether they would really like to return because some are mothers with their children, because they can see that they have no future here. And so now, in order to implement this project that it's financed by the conference, but given to Caritas Italiana to be implemented, and they ask the sisters to take care of this project. So in order to implement this project, we had to start an association in order to facilitate the transaction in a special way of money, in order to send the budget for a project to Nigeria in a special way, to support a woman or a mother with the children to be reintegrated into their own society with a house, with a job, with a shop, whatever it is, in order to help them to be resettled in their own country. So since December last year, we have started this association where we have more than 20 members. We have sisters, we have lay people, we have professional people. And moreover, we have involved sisters from Nigeria, some congregations, especially in Benin City and in Lagos, so that they will be on the spot to help to receive these women when they go back, when we send them back, and after they assist them in their resettlement in their own country.
What kind of success have you had, and how difficult is it for these women to settle back into some kind of normal life again?
So far, we have been having useful and very promising cases. We had young women that desire to return home. So now, with the help of sisters, they started some going to school to learn how to be dressmakers or any kind of jobs they would like to take. Some others, they wanted to start a shop for food, a shop for hairdressing, whatever it is. And we had young girls with no children, but we had also mothers with the children. They have seen that here in Italy they have no more hope for a future, so they prefer to return home and to start again their life. So the sisters are helping them in doing all these things. In a special way, the first thing is to find a place where they can stay, and we, according to our project, we pay for the house rent for 2 years, and we give them support for almost a year to support themselves, to support their children, in order to help them, to give a push. And after that, they would be able to help themselves and to go ahead. So far we had a few cases. They are not yet many because we have just started, but now we are implementing these cases. Last week, for instance, we had a mother with 2 children that returned home very happy now to be back at home, but now they need support. They need help. For the beginning, they can stay in one of the 2 shelters we have, one in Lagos and one in Benin City, so that they can adjust. And also the sisters are going to understand what they would like to do and how they would like to be settled in a proper way for themselves and for the children. When everything is ready, the house is ready, the project is ready, so now they enter into their own project, and the sisters will continue to follow them and to help them in whatever need that they have. But we are always in communication. They need support, they need the guidance, and now working together through this association and through people who are part of this association that are also very much connected with this project, supporting this project, we are able really to help many women to return home and to start their life again.
Monday marks the International Day Against Slavery. Do you think there is a growing awareness, a growing understanding of how important it is to combat this new form of slavery today?
I think there is more awareness because now there are many, many means of information that people can have, though the problem is still huge. Now, we that attended the seminar in the Vatican a month ago, the 2nd and 3rd of November, that was wanted in a special way by Papa Francesco. Now, we heard that people in a state in a situation of slavery nowadays can reach as far as 30 million, many, many more than the slavery of the past. So now many more people than the slavery of the past. So this really tells us that we still have a lot to be done to involve governments, to involve organizations, to involve in a special way the church in order to give answer to this big phenomenon. When we had the opportunity as sisters working in this field for the last 20 years that we have already given attention to this new kind of slavery, mainly to women and children for sexual exploitation, because we have also adoption, we have labor, we have people collecting money, we have many other forms. But now for our main concern as sisters, it was to help women who have been forced into prostitution. So now, since we have been working in, especially in shelters, in reintegrating these young people into their normal life, we had the opportunity of meeting the Pope. On the 20th of September, we were four sisters, one dealing with shelters, another one dealing with unity on the streets, another one working in the detention center in Ponte Galeria, and myself. So we had the opportunity of speaking with the Holy Father, and we asked him if it was possible to have one day per year where in the whole Universal Church now we can highlight the problem of human trafficking. And the Pope was very much concerned about this, and we also gave him a hint if it was possible to have such a day on the feast of Saint Bakita. Saint Josephine Bakita, who was a slave. So that on that occasion, if it is going to be every year to have such a day, now the episcopal conferences can be more informed, the parishes, the schools, the media, because we are present all over the world, men and women congregations. So now we really have a role to play in order to stop this terrible plague of human trafficking, that the Pope said that this is the new form of slavery that is the worst in that we ever had. So now we really hope and pray that by joining together, united our strength together, we really hope to have one day, you know, the opportunity of saying no more slaves. And we all need to join our efforts together, governments, churches, mass media, and all those involved in education, because we really have to work in creating a new mentality, a new culture, that you cannot buy a person, but you have to respect the human dignity that every person received by the Creator, and no one is supposed to be treated as a slave. So that's why today it's a very important day to help all of us to understand that slavery still exists, and moreover that each one has a role to play, so that at this moment we can no longer think only about slavery, but we can also say now we no longer want slavery to exist in our societies, in our families, in our work. Anywhere is a person that is no longer free, but is there because somebody has some gain through this slavery.